to this week's episode of the Get It Off Your Chest podcast. And sadly, this is our last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've decided to cut the cords. Just the marriage is not feeling it anymore.
Just a bit of a chore, innit? Do you know what I mean? Every week, it's just a...
I feel like, yeah, we're just coming out of lockdown. It just feels like, you know, life's getting a bit busier again. And we can't be fucked, basically.
Yeah.
To put it nicely, we cannot be fucked.
And you kill me. Yeah, that's nothing more, nothing less, really. It's all there is to it. So, cheers for listening and... see you later.
Be a good podcast.
Yeah. And you know what the real shame about this whole thing is?
Well,
it's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's, you the motherfucker.
April Fool's, motherfuckers. Wipe them tears away, especially you, Murray Burt.
Yeah. All our Norfolk listeners, wipe tears away, we're still going strong. No. So, yeah, this week's episode, we're just going to chat about April Fool's little joke here and there, things we've experienced in the past. We've asked everyone else to send in their little April Fool's stories.
I tell you what is a good April Fool's for this week. Me trying to do my own extensions.
My God.
You should see the state of them, mate. I look like Joe fucking Exotic.
Yeah, Brit looks like she's got a mullet. This is in the front, party in the back.
Not to mention, I thought I'd also cut myself some bangs in because I thought it looked ever so easy on the YouTube tutorial.
Because, you know, she couldn't wait another week to go to the salon. She thought, you know, I'm going to take a pair of scissors and hack it on myself.
I thought, who needs a hairdresser when you've got two pairs of hands? I'll tell you who needs a hairdresser. Me.
Mushrooms from Mario Kart.
Oh. If you don't see any pictures of me for a few months, mind your business.
Yeah, Britt's going to be dipping into that archive.
Yeah.
Only Brit would like cut her bangs, literally.
Were they even hairdressing scissors open? Or were we talking like kitchen scissors?
No, they were hairdressing scissors. But me and Ray done it together. And Ray's, she done the exact same as me, and hers looked lovely. And mine just looked shambolic.
Oh, dear, love.
Yeah, oh, dear.
Why did you not get her to do it?
Well, she did try and fix it in the end, but just, you know what I mean?
You don't want to keep hacking away, and then you're left with one of the little fringes that just touch
damage
your scalp.
Damage is done. Yeah. Damage is done.
Well, we wish that one was an April Fool's, boys and girls. But sadly...
sadly out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Me looking like a fat mushroom head.
Kiss coconut head. And it's classified style. Love it.
Oh, my God.
That is actually who I look like.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you give, especially when you have your hair tied back and you just got your little bangs down, looks like you've got a little nice little bob.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there. Yeah, everyone's hacked it.
Not for the imper. I just damn.
No, like Bev gave me some really dodgy fringes when I was younger, but I'd never even touch my hair now.
There was always that one kid when they're in like playgroup that got the scissors and cut their own fringe, and mum comes in like, oh my God, my kid is, and they've got this like fringe that's like to here and it's so short, and they all
it's
you
like
can
horizontal.
Do, all you can do is let it grow out. But then your kid looks like that for a long while.
Rough. Should we get into the episode then, guys?
Yeah, let's get in.
Let's go.
Let's get down and dirty. So do you guys have any like memories of like any April Fool's Day pranks that have like happened to you in the past?
Not one. Like genuinely, yeah. I wish I did have some funny. I feel like a lot of Americans, I feel like it's more of an American holiday. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like in the UK, it's just not, it's funny.
I had one and it was in primary school. And I remember, I'm just going to give backstory to this, right? School disco is coming up.
Right. You got yourself
biggest
a
night.
I'm talking
biggest night of the year.
Yeah, I'm talking year three, so it's still like biggest night of the century.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I wanted to get on that bench and give it cha cha slide. You know the benches. Yeah, that's what I mean. You
spray your heart.
No, you want to get on them benches for the prime song. And then obviously you want to sit on the benches when Big Love comes on and, you know, each boy takes their girl and you just sit there like, I'm off home now. Come on, Ben.
Yeah, sit at the sides. But was there's always that one boy that has to wear that flame T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always someone that's sliding about on the floor.
On their knees, giving it air guitar.
If he ain't there, it's just not worth you being there. It's fucking banging.
So basically, baby. I remember going to Tesco and getting this new top. I can literally remember it. It was like lilac, little vest, but it had like little chiffony bits come down here. And I'll tell you what, I could not wait. So you basically, with this school disco, I don't know for what reason why it was like this, but everyone bought their stuff into school. So then after school, you got changed in the class and went to the school disco.
Yeah.
So we got in. I'm like so excited. Like, I would love my outfit. Like, got better to do my hair dead nice in the morning so it would last the whole day.
You thought you looked the dog's bollocks.
Well, I wasn't even in it, but it was in my bag. It was ready to come out when the time was needed.
Yeah.
So we get in, sit down, they go through register, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, kids, so we should say that the school disco has been cancelled tonight. I'm sat there thinking, well, my world's
sorry.
Over. My world's over. Thinking, if you don't think I'm going to go into that canteen now and smash a plastic cup, you've got nothing coming. Because I will. If you think I'm going on the bark at lunch, I will. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Miss Allen can say get off the bark as much as she wants, so I'm staying on that bark. But I was like dying inside. And bearing in mind, they kept this going till like 2 minutes before 12, because obviously April Fool's is like...
Yeah, it's up to a certain
time. It finishes
time,
at midday, which I don't get that because it's April Fool's Day. Sure, it should be the whole day, but that's another thing. And then at 12, they were like, oh, guys, we've just got news that it's going back ahead, April Fool's. And I remember being like, I wouldn't be sad right now, but I'm actually fuming. I think by this point, I was still really thinking, like, Bev's going to have to cut me up some proper good grub tonight because I'm devastated. But yeah, that is one of my, like, most rawest memories of April Fool's.
Yeah, I just don't have fun like that. I don't. But I bloody loved a school disco.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, that was the time to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you fix it? No, we can't. Oh. You never felt like more of a rebel in all your life.
And you go to the bar and get like you really like shitty. No,
TikToks.
And you bite the corner. Did you ever do that?
Like,
just drop into it.
No, but they're called TikToks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like the plastic.
But you wouldn't use the straw.
You bite the corner.
Yeah, you bite the corner and be like,
oh, and squirt it in.
Chug.
Yeah.
And everyone would always be running around through the corridors like, oh, come to toy.
Nothing's changed really, is it?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing's changed.
Lipsticks in the bag.
There'd always be a little raffle table. So you'd go over, I'd have like 5 20p's. I'd be like, right, I've got 2 for my tip tops, 3 for my raffle tickets.
1 drumstick.
Yeah, Bev, give me £1, happy days. Putting the raffle in, never won a fucking thing. I think one time I might have won like an Easter egg, but that's as good as it got.
I have a vivid memory of being in like the last school disco and Rihanna's Umbrella came on. And I was like, oh my God.
You was
and
like, was and like umbrella.
Umbrella, Ella.
I'll tell you what, high school discos didn't hit the same. You know why? It's because they're twice the size.
Yeah.
And there was never enough fucking kids to fill it.
Yeah.
So everyone just sat on the chairs, went to their little groups and just went running around everyone. No one actually danced. Whereas like, primary school discos, you give it some. You give it your best.
Do you know the thing? The thing for me was high school and primary school, I never got a dance with a boy.
Oh, me neither, girl.
Slow dance. And I still...
I wasn't even thinking about slow dance. I was thinking about getting the raffle.
I was waiting for the lights to come up and get my raffle prize.
I never even done the raffle.
Oh. You missed out.
I know.
So you spent it on your tip-tops, didn't you, love?
It's a little in the snacks.
Brit's probably selling them in the bloody toilets.
I just used to bring all the lipsticks and all the girls would come to the toilet with me, get a little selection of lipsticks, lip glosses. What colour you want, babe? I've got you. You know what I mean?
You're like one of them women in the toilets in clubs that have like all the toiletries, like 20p.
Yeah, they charge you a pound to like roll on a bit of deodorant. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Pray of Britney Spears fantasy, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, they sell out extra gum.
Then poor women that have to, or men, because I think men have got them in their toilets as well, that have to sit there all night and deal with drunk people being like, can I just have it, mate? And like, no, you've got to pay this amount. There's no chance I've got change on me to even pay for a spritz of fantasy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I'd just...
That's dead. I'd have to be on the Karens if I was doing that job. I'd be in with the girls, like, yeah, have it, take it, treat yourself.
Yeah.
I think you hear some funny stories.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, high school discos did just not go off as hard.
I never went to a high school disco.
Went to one, it was dead. everyone just sat, like, literally all the groups, like the little cliques, sat in their own little corners. No one's on the dance floor apart from, like, a couple of the nutters. And then everyone used to, like, run over to each other's group, and they'd always be, like, a little bit of a beefy bitch. They're like, you look nice. Fuck off. But you didn't even have school discos in, like, sixth form. Like, when you went to a sixth form, they never had anything like that. Like,
because you could join them.
It was house parties. Well. That would have banned.
It was house parties.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of people had them, like, sixth form ball. So when you leave sixth form, they have, like, a little party. We didn't have that when we went to our sixth form. I think it's if you went to, like, a school sixth form, you would. But we didn't have that.
We had a barbecue.
I don't know. I did my last exam.
The thing with our sixth form is there's, like, there was a lot of people that we knew and we saw about, and there was potential to be, like, be good friends with them, but we never got that opportunity where everyone's drunk and the banter starts. You know what I mean?
Mm. I went to one house party when I was at college.
I don't think I went to one.
But yeah, and also another little April Fool's thing. This wasn't an April Fool's prank, but we pulled your pants down once, Brit.
What?
We pulled your pants down once.
Oh, and you've never told me?
No, you fully know what we're on about.
What? No, I don't.
So basically, last year, you know, when you were between jobs, you used to love a bit of This Morning.
Yeah,
and you used to love a bit of, like, the competitions, you know, where they just phone, like, you'll spin the wheel. They spin the wheel and they call around a number. When you pick up, you've got to say out the code words.
Yeah. And every day there's different code words.
Yeah. And she told us this. And then the next day, me and Soph were like, you know what we've got to do? We've got to call her, not say anything. This is, she says the code word. Because I remember you saying it was like storm in a teacup.
Yeah.
That was the code word. Storm in a teacup. You're like, yeah, tomorrow's code storm in a teacup. So me and Soph sat there like, right, well, we know what we're doing. So I called Brit on, like, a known number. And she picks up, she goes, hello. And I go, oh, you didn't win, Brit. She's like, oh, fucking hell.
I knew. I just had a feeling it was you fuckers, though. I just knew.
Well done. You wouldn't win anyway because you didn't say the code word.
Yeah, nightmare. But then, as you said, I was in between jobs. So it's one of them where I really wanted to win, but then it could have also been a potential, like, interviewer calling me and I'd be like, storm in a teacup. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine? Yeah, but I wouldn't say they call you on an unknown number.
They do. Sometimes.
You never know, mate. You never know.
No.
Yeah, but so it's worth the risk.
You could say it and you'd be like, oh, sorry, I think my line was breaking up there.
It's a good way to break the ice, isn't it?
There was watching more TV. Chance.
Yeah, but there was more chance of me getting a call from an interview person than there was Phil and Holly. Do you know what I mean?
They'd probably been like, fair play, I've been watching it too.
Maybe.
Who knows?
The thing is, it's like, what did you expect? You literally told us the time and the code word. We were like, you're literally just giving this to us.
No.
We should have been watching it at the same time. So when they called, she would have picked up.
Oh, you pulled my pants down, mate.
It was so funny.
Good and proper. Slap me bare ass.
You know it, lad. Okay, so guys, we're about to call Jacob, who was on one of our previous episodes, one of our close friends from uni, and I'm basically going to tell him that me and Russ are engaged. So let's see how this one goes.
They're not actually engaged, you know, just April Fool's.
Yeah. April Fool's too.
He'll pick up.
Hello?
Hi, Jacob. You all right?
Yeah, good. Are you?
Yeah, I've just got some news.
Are you awesome?
I'm engaged.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was it? Can I get some water?
Did you know?
So, you're asking a couple of questions, eh?
Yeah, did you not know? I thought he would have told you.
No, I didn't. Is he actually?
Yeah.
Well, oh, congratulations, Anne. Well, I'm divided into both of you.
Oh, Jacob.
I'm so happy for you guys.
I can't do this anymore. What is an April Fool's prank? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Annie, you know it's not April Fool's anymore.
Yeah, I know, but it's for the podcast.
You what, sorry?
It's for the podcast.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, Jacob, you got so excited.
Sorry, Jacob.
No, it's all right.
Thanks for being so excited for me, though.
And, you know, feel free to encourage it.
Well, you know, I'd be happy with both of you. You both got my blessing.
Oh, thanks. Right, I'll let you carry on with your night, Jacob. Sorry for giving you a little bit of a heart attack.
No, it's all right.
See you on Friday.
Just give us a bit of head up. Sorry.
See you on Friday.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, see you on Friday.
Bye.
Well, bye.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, you do it to John. It will be so fucking good. Why not?
No, I can't.
It needs to be something like, sit. Like, I want to get like a bad reaction, like, not bad reaction out of John, but something that's going to get him like pacing.
Okay. Oh, he was so excited.
Oh, he sounded really upset. I mean, I didn't want him to start crying because I would have felt really bad.
Congratulations to both of you.
He's like, I'm just going to go in your apartment and get some air.
Oh my God, bless him.
Should we say to Dad, have you seen the news broadcast about the aliens that have been spotted in Surrey?
Not aliens, you won't believe that.
Or that someone's driven into the village hall. Someone's driven into the crowd.
Someone's driven into Mountford Village Hall.
Yeah.
Like, deadly serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Because you'd probably get down there.
Hello. You okay? Have you seen on Facebook? We just saw on Mountford Village that someone's driven into the village hall.
What?
Yeah.
No. What? Down the steps?
Yeah, like, it's gone down.
Smashed
the steps.
Into it.
No.
Yeah.
Someone's driven down the steps into the village hall, apparently. On Mountford Village Hall.
Is Dad there?
Dad's here, yeah. We're in the cabin.
You know, shit. Do you know who it was?
It's the first I've heard, love.
It was Ronnie Pickering.
Who? Oh, are you winding me up? Yeah. It's Ronnie Pickering, chef.
Ronnie.
Oh, honestly, you got me there. No.
Right, pass the phone to Dad.
Hang on.
Did you hear about it?
Hear about what?
Drove down onto the village hall. I'm not even drunk.
It's not April. You got to do that on April Fool's.
We're filming the podcast. We'll keep you more in your title because you'd expect it on April Fool's, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's true, actually. So, yeah. Honestly, you got me with that.
I know.
Because I thought, well, there are some dickheads around here. They're probably just in the
window. Who's Ronnie Pickering is what I want to know.
Dad, have you got any good April Fool's pranks that you've done on your mates?
Oh, do you know what? I asked him that, but he couldn't think of any. Any April Fool's things that he did?
The only thing he did was his one on Betsy. What was the one on Betsy?
Go on.
So what Betsy done? He told me that he had a wagon or something come to his house. Anyway, he'd reversed and hit his neighbour's post.
Yeah.
And like, that gate post, and like, knocked some bricks dislodged it. He said, but he drove off and nobody's seen anything. So I just went, okay. So your mum was living down in Norfolk. I had a solicitor's letter from when I sold my house at Crute Village. So I sent that in the post to your mum. This before email.
So I photocopied it, obviously without the text, so it was a blank-headed paper.
But with the solicitor's...
heading on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In St. Helens.
Yeah.
And your mum typed a letter to say, you know, on behalf of our client, Mr. Thompson, at number Claremont Road, da-da-da-da-da, it was reported that, you know, a vehicle leaving your property hit his wall and did this, that, and the other, and he's if you're prepared to pay for the damage, he's more than happy to let bygones. And then at the end, your mum wrote, something like, or please reply to Mr. And it was like something like I am idiot, or it was something like.
Just a sort of.
It was like a stupid name at the end that we'd
already and found out.
But. So we sent that letter to him, and he obviously opened it up and read it,
But not thoroughly.
And he just went into a wild panic, Betsy.
Went round.
Knocked on the door and said, "Hello, is Mr. Thompson in?" He said, "No, Mr. Thompson lives here." He went, "Oh, okay. Sorry to bother you." Went back in his house, then read it all the way through, and the punchline was in the last line of the last paragraph, and he just went ballistic to the point where a week later, he saw Grandma and Stan crossing, you know, crossing the zebra crossing near the co-op.
Yeah.
And he got out of his car, Betsy, and like, it was a Saturday morning, he said, "Hey!" And he shouted to me, "Mum, Dad," he said, "Your John is dead. He's a dead man." I went, What? "Tell him he's dead when I see him."
Oh, that's a bit too far, that, Dad. You're bringing law involved.
I know. It nearly went too far. Yeah. But the thing is, when me and your mum put it together, the last paragraph, we thought, he'll read through it and he'll go, yeah, mm-hmm. I can support it. But because he went into like a blind panic, he didn't really, it's only when he reread it and reread it, he went, "You bass," and then the penny dropped.
Oh my God.
And he got you back on tour in Australia, didn't he? Because Dad was setting penalties if you were drinking on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, tell him about that one.
So we were in Brisbane and it was the day before the game. So we said, "Nobody drinks." And so the place turned around, "Does that go for staff as well?" So we said, "Yeah, fair enough. All one in, all in. So none of us are going to drink." So we went into Brisbane, took the minivan in and dropped lads off. So we had a wander around Brisbane. Anyway, so we were parked up near the railway station in Brisbane, and there's a pub called, I think it's called the Station Hotel out in Brisbane. It's a bit of a rough pub, to be honest with you. Anyway, we were there because we were for the lads. So Betsy and Jim Collins, they said, "Well, I'm having a drink." And I said, "Well, it's all right. I'm driving the van back to the accommodation, so it's not a problem. I'll have lemonade." So I said, "I can't drink beer." So I said, I'll not say anything, because there's only us three there. So Betsy got his
must have been a phone.
I think I'd gone to the toilet and I'd come back. And I'm looking one way, so he moved his beer in front of me, took a photograph from underneath the table of me in front of a schooner of beer, unbeknown to me. So anyway, the next day we played a game. And then we had an after-match meal in the middle of Brisbane. And then they get up, so fines. So they said, "There's a fine for this, a fine for that." And John Evans, he gets a $20 fine. I looked up, I said, "What's that for?" They said, "Well, for drinking." I said, "Drinking?" They said, "Yeah, you had a drink yesterday. We've got proof." I said, "I don't think so." They said, "Yeah, we have here." They showed me this fault, and I bet it's his fault. and I thought, it's that good. Yeah. It just looked like there was a pint of beer in front of me. And I thought, it's that good. I went, "You know what? You can have $20 for that." And I turned around to Jim Collins and said, you bastard. He said, "Nothing to do with me." I said, "I covered your arses." I said, "You two, we're drinking." And I said, "I'm paying $20. I said, "But you got me. I said, "I'll pay 20. I'm not." I said, for the ingenuity of Betsy, he said, "I was telling him not to do it. I said, "Oh yeah, you didn't tell him hard enough, though."
Well, thanks for your story time there, John. On that note, you best go check up on the village hall.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh dear, God. That's going to need a lot of cutting, because that man can talk and talk.
Mate, he fucking creased me. He love it.
Innit? He loves the drama.
Right, who should I do then?
Oh. Got me die.
Okay, so as part of our little April Fool's, what should we call it, series, I'm going to call my mum and pretend that I've just crashed into someone. Just see what her reaction is. Do beware. Might be a bit swearing on this one.
Hello, Brittany.
Mum. What should I do? No, mate. I've just been out. I've been in the car and I've just absolutely reversed into someone's car and there's a massive dent in it and their alarm's going off.
Where are you then? Just
near my house. honestly, there's a massive dent. There's like half of their...
What the fuck? Would you gone out at this time of night?
Half of the front of their car is all over the road.
What, where you hit her?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Well, you're going to have to see who's it is, ain't you?
What, just wait there for them to come back?
What, ain't they there?
No. I think I'm just going to go.
Well, it's up to you, mate.
No, I can't do that.
Why?
Why am I laughing? It's not funny. It might be on CCTV somewhere.
Is it in your little car park?
Yeah. No, it's on the high street. Honestly, Mum, there's people staring. If I drive off, then I'm gonna get dobbed on.
Well, why don't you put a note on the window?
And say what? Eat my dust.
Say what?
Eat my dust.
We're gonna have to claim off your insurance, aren't you?
I can't do that. I already can't afford my insurance.
Brittany!
What?
You can't afford to pay the fucker either, can you?
It's not my fault that I've reversed into someone's car. Mum, I've got to go. I think they're coming. I'm going to drive off. All right, I'll call you back in a minute.
Then your police will be out of you.
No, they won't. I'll just have to do it. I'll have to run away from the police.
There's people standing there.
Mate, there's people taking pictures.
Well, there you go then. You don't, ain't you? You can't run off.
Mum, I'm only joking. It's an April Fool's joke.
You know what? I really thought you had.
Have you got anything
don't
to say?
Do that, really.
Have you got anything to say to the fans?
Don't ever become a mother.
All right, love. Thanks for the participation.
Through.
Just to clarify, I have not reversed into anyone's car. I'm in my house. I've not been out.
Why did you do that, Brittany?
Because it's April Fool's joke. We've just rung up Bev and John and told
it's
them that.
April Fool's, is that?
Yeah, it is. This is this week's episode, April Fool's. We've just rung up Bev and John and told them someone drove into Mumford Village Hall, so you're not the only one.
What did they say?
They found it quite funny.
I didn't.
Anyway, love, got to wrap it up. Don't
you dare put me on that.
Yeah, you're going on.
I am.
You are.
I aren't.
If you're
not. I ain't going on there for Bev to hear me.
Bev and the rest of the world. Everyone's going to hear you call me a silly bitch.
Don't do it, Brit.
Don't you do it. I'm off, love. I've got run away. I've got police to run away from. Right, love. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Oh, that was actually amazing. That was so good.
I knew she was going to
fucking love dying.
Eat my dust.
You silly fucking bitch.
That's when she went, well, if you want to drive off.
Should I drive off? Well, it's up to you, mate.
She's like, you're crazy. Oh, dear. Oh,
my cheeks hurt.
I know. I was really trying to, like, not laugh over.
I mean, she won't be able to hear us anyway.
I know, but the mic pick up, I didn't want it to cut down. Oh, that was golden.
Golden.
Absolutely golden, girls.
Yeah, one more person. Yeah.
This is an April Fool's episode, but we're not recording on April Fool's, so every time we're going April Fool's, everyone's like, it's April 1st.
Everyone's
like, it's April Fool's. So we're finding
but
it really
that's
funny.
What makes
people
it so
like,
good. Yeah. That's what makes it so good, because people believe you more.
We should do April Fool's in, like, September, and people will be like, it's literally September, what are you doing?
We should do one more for luck.
I think we should.
To who?
That needs to be a good one, but you need to think of something to say.
I'm going to be like, someone's hacked your Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to check your
just
story
just make
right
it
now.
Up as you go along.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Are you all right?
Have you seen your Instagram, mate? Someone's, like, posting pictures on your Instagram.
What?
Yeah, they're literally just posting pictures of, like, woods and shit.
On my Instagram?
On your story.
I ain't got anything on my story.
Mate, I'm literally seeing like pictures of a forest and like people around a fire.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Send it to me.
Right, I'll send it. Yeah, I'll send it. And there's weird shit on your Snapchat as well, mate. I'm literally just going on your Snapchat and there's weird shit on there as well.
Like what?
Just weird pictures. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if you've been hacked, mate.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God, there's literally a picture and it says, this is an April Fool's prank and you're going to be on Get Off Your Chips podcast.
You're a dick.
I love you.
Love you.
I'll FaceTime you tomorrow, mate, okay?
All right.
Love you. Love you, bye.
People around a fire.
I don't know what I was thinking of people around a fire, but got ya. Got him.
That's such a good one.
Oh my God. What the fuck? So this is completely off subject. We've done our prank calls. I think we've had a bit of fun doing that.
Yeah.
100%. I'm like sweating. I hate doing prank calls. Yeah. Just don't like doing it. But completely off topic, we asked you guys on our Instagram your favourite rom-coms and we had quite the response. And I want to ask you girls, if you could be put into any rom-com, what film would you
Pretty Woman.
Oh, hello. Hello, love.
Julia Roberts, babe.
Have you watched Pretty Woman?
Yeah. Julia Roberts in it.
Yeah, she's a prostitute.
Yeah, I know, but she's in the end, she's living bougie, innit?
I know you're like saying things and then you've not seen it.
Yeah, like obviously, I'm not saying I'd want to be a prostitute,
but yeah, that film's a good film.
Like,
yeah,
it's just a bit of a classic love story, do you know what I mean? Yeah. When she goes in the shop and they're like looking at her all funny, and she's like, I'll take this, 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 this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
When I walk in with my split jeans, my Reeboks on. When you walk in Selfridges, they all look at you and think you can't afford this.
And we can't.
I always like to walk past the Gucci car and look at the bags. No, we're going to buy one in my life.
What would you go in, Anne? What film would you
be in? What film? Two Night Stand.
Ooh.
Purely what, is that Efron?
No, Miles Teller. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
When they get like snowed in. That or Sweet Home Alabama. I love Sweet Home Alabama. It's my fave. One of my faves.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. What about you?
Oh, it's got to be between The Holiday, because
I was going to say that as well.
Oh my Christ.
You think you're Cameron Diaz when it's winter, mate. Honestly. When we went for this winter walk, every time she saw like a little country road with snow, she'd start running down and singing that little...
Mate, honestly.
Or Dear John, because Channing Tatum in that film is the ultimate peak. I've never...
You did give me a little bit Cameron Diaz vibes, actually, so.
Really?
Yeah, babe.
Love it, babe.
I'll take that.
Yeah, unpopular opinion, I don't fancy Channing Tatum. Never.
What? Me neither.
Also, and I've never watched Magic Mike.
He has got banter.
He doesn't got banter.
He has.
No. Don't do anything for me.
Oh my God, you're wrong. Sorry.
I like someone a bit more rugged. Not like your typical pretty boy.
I'm just a bachelor.
Like a partner. No, I don't like a typical pretty boy. I like someone a bit rugged.
He is a bit rugged.
A bit like Russell.
Yeah, just like Russ. Like,
ain't it mad that like your type that you see in rom coms? Like, I feel like my first ever crush was Troy Bolton. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But you still fancy Zac Efron now? So
yeah, he's still got it. But you know, what you see in films, you're like, oh my God.
My first crush was Joe Jonas. No, actually, take back. My first crush was H.M. Steps.
Did he give you fanny flutters?
No, not at that age.
The first time you ever got fanny flutters, what did you think? I didn't know what was going on.
I don't really like recall like the first moment, but I feel like Joe Jonas.
What film was your sexual awakening?
Oh, we discussed this.
I think it was Peter Pan, the real life version. Period.
Yeah.
The Peter Pan
that
in that.
Peter Pan in that could get.
If he came at my window and said, "Do you want to go to Neverland?" I'd say.
I'm hopping on that.
Shoot about me, please. Mom. Yeah.
Yes, please, darling. Do you see that Pixie's actually got as well?
Obviously, like, I had an older brother, so I was watching, he would always put on stuff that I shouldn't be watching at my age, like Jackass and shit. So I don't really think, like, obviously Jackass wasn't my sexual awakening, but you know what I mean.
She loves a bad boy. She loves a bit of Johnny Knoxville.
Also, there was one boy that, I think it was Ashton Kutcher. Was he in the 70s show?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher, yeah, in No Strings Attached. Wow.
No, me and my brother used to watch the 70s show and Ashton Kutcher was in it and I thought, fancy
he's
him saying.
He's cute in that, it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really cute in that. See, I like Mark Ruffalo, still to this day.
Who's that?
Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd in Clueless.
Yeah. Oh, my God, no. Do you know who my first crush was? Jesse, the one from Disney Channel.
Jesse McCartney.
You and your beautiful soul.
I can't. Keith Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
I think it's his birthday today.
Oh,
R.I.P. What a man.
R.I.P. Heafy.
Yeah.
Seven Things I Hate About You.
Your hair, your face, your insecure.
God, that was like the shade of the century then. Do you remember when like Taylor Swift, like remember when all that Disney drama was going on? Miley Cyrus brought out Seven Things, slagging off Nick Jonas. Taylor Swift then
put a YouTube
Taylor Swift put a YouTube video on with a Joe Jonas doll pretending to dump
her.
It was like a 15-second video. Oh, the tea was hot. Demi and Selena versus Miley and someone else.
Oh my God, you were way involved in that, darling.
Yeah, I was in that. It. I was in it for the long haul.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Excited for Taylor Swift to re-release her album. Oh, my 13-year-old self is crying. Yeah, some people have said Bridget Jones, The Notebook, Me Before You.
See,
actually, Notting Hill, that's a good one.
Oh, I love Notting Hill.
If I Stay. Oh my God, that film destroyed me. Do not watch that film if you're having a bad day.
Do you know what film you should not watch unless you want to really, really cry? P.S. I Love You. Wow.
I had snot bubbles at that film.
So did I.
Water and The Fault in Our Stars. Fault in Our Stars.
I watched that in the cinema and I had literal snot bubbles.
I remember going to cinema watching that and I read the book and I remember crying in the book. And when it first started, nothing sad had happened yet. Me, my mum, and my nan went and I was crying throughout the whole thing because I just knew it was coming. And my nan was like, Annie, you're all right. I was just like, yeah.
You don't know what's
going on. But I was literally like crying the whole way throughout. And then when the really horrible bits happened, I had like snot bubbles, like really couldn't keep it together.
It's that final scene in The Notebook as well. Fucking destroys you.
Yeah, that's a heart wrencher.
Oh my God.
I mean, Nicholas Sparks must just get joy from ruining people's lives and breaking people's hearts.
Yeah.
Because all of his stuff is so pretty. And like nice films, and then the ends are just like horrific. Always.
Not all of them, but majority of them.
Majority,
are,
yeah,
but not fun. But they have like good meanings behind them, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kinda. I can't remember the last film I really cried at. I cried at that video the other day, didn't I? Of those old people
Oh, it's traumatic.
They'd spent like a year away from each other because of COVID, and they had like their 50th wedding anniversary in the old people's home, and they like reunited and they were like crying and hugging each other.
Because one of them was in a home. Obviously, people haven't been able to visit people in homes for over a year. And they let them
cried at Roman Kemp documentary.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. That was really good. I cry a lot of stuff recently.
Caroline Flack one as well, I cried at.
Oh, I don't even want to watch that because I know I'll cry.
Because her and her sister are twins and they used to do like shows for their parents. And I was like, oh God, that's literally like what we used to do. Just, it's terrible, isn't it? Sometimes I'm in the mood to cry at a film though. Like sometimes I will self-sabotage and if I feel like I need to cry, I'll put on a film that I know that I can just, like Marley and Me, put it on.
The last film that I really, really, like, cried with my chest at was Clouds on Disney Plus. It's a true story about this boy. And I think he's got, like, some sort of cancer, but he's, like, really into making music and he wants to become, like, a musician and be signed before he dies. And it's all about that. But the song he writes is incredible. And the guy who directed or produced the film is, you know, in Jane the Virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Not Michael, the other one, what's his name? Raphael.
Yeah.
He's the one that produced it. He met him and said, like, I will tell your story.
Oh, wow.
I said, like, obviously, when he passed, he spent years trying to make the film. And, oh, my God, I was literally... I remember I was watching it while I was working. And then I think someone from work called me, they're like, oh my God, you're out. I was like, yeah, I've just watched a really like sad film like, while I'm working, like I can't.
I don't think I've ever seen Brit firstly make it through a film without sleeping or crying at a film.
I cry all the time at films.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's a film that you put on and feel like I'm going to weep?
My Sister's Keeper.
Oh my God, yeah.
That ruins me.
I feel like anything with animals in me, like war horse. Oh God.
Tell you what was one of the most dramatic animal films for me, Homeward Bound.
Yeah, don't watch that.
The cat fell down a waterfall, then a dog's limp under a train track, and you're just thinking, when's it going to end? I was honestly traumatised. It was not a fun one. But unpopular opinion, I'm not a big Bridget Jones person.
Shut up. What?
I liked the new one, but I just couldn't get, I don't know.
The first two ones are the best.
I've not fully watched them. I've watched seen bits and bobs. I've always caught them as they're like on TV at the end.
You need to watch them because...
Yeah, maybe I do, but...
I feel like Bridget Jones right now.
Why?
Pregnant.
Not pregnant. No, like in the first film, it's just like, so, she's just, I love her.
Right, speaking of like rom-coms and like chick flicks... I feel like Cheetah Girls, right? I was on a bit of a deep dive on Spotify the other day, and, you know, Cheetah Girls soundtrack come up, played a couple of them little numbers, absolutely living my best life.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, this is a bold statement. Mm. They were like the Spice Girls of Disney Channel. I'm not saying like they were very girl power, because I'm just going to read you a lyric here, and I was thinking, I used to sing this with my chest when I was like 10 years old. But I think right now, I'll still sing it with my chest.
You go on then.
So I put, I'm just going to read the lyrics, I'm not going to sing it because, you know, not the correct vocal environment for this. Someday I'm going to find someone who wants my soul, heart, and mind, who's not afraid to show me that he loves me. Somebody who will understand I'm happy just the way I am. Don't need nobody taking care of me. I'll be there for him just as strong as he will be there for me. When I give myself, then it has got to be an equal thing.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean? That's that strong for like Disney Channel.
Yeah. And Raven knew from early.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to be no Cinderella. Sitting in the dark or the steep cellar.
Waiting for somebody.
Come and set me free.
Also put, I don't want to be like Snow White, waiting for a handsome prince to come and save me on a horse of white, unless we're riding side by side. Don't want to depend on no one else. I'd rather rescue myself. Do you know what I mean?
I'd rather rescue myself.
Oh, I love when they go, I can fight my own dragon. I can dream my own dream.
But do you know what I mean? That's quite heavy for like Disney Channel.
Yeah, fair play.
Like Camp Rock was like, we rock. And that's like,
and High School Musical was like, you get her. Get your head in the game.
That's like pretty.
I want my own thing.
So that was very out there before that was out there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, that's. Can we just call them early feminists?
Yeah.
Can we give them that title?
They've definitely raised them.
I mean, I don't know if I'd call Walt Disney a feminist, but.
Cheat Girls, maybe.
Cheat Girls, that's a Raven. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you were to read that, I would not think that's come from a Cheetah Girl song.
No, this is what I mean.
And then this is why we're all millennials are such strong bitches, because we've subconsciously had them lyrics engraved in us from early. Mm-hmm. Wait and fuss the baddie. Come and set me free. Ah, na, 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 na.
So good. I want to watch them all again.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I might watch them.
And they've got the Brandy Cinderella, which I need to watch as well, with Whitney Houston in. Because what a film.
What a film.
The Asian just Prince reminds me of Palmer, though. Tonsil Lighter. It's a bad time for me.
She's got a tune in that film, though.
Impossible.
She's in the wearing this lovely gold dress floating around. She's my fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Bibbidi bobbidi bop.
Bip bop, bitty bop.
Do you know what I mean? and Brandy in it is like exquisite.
Yeah, that dress.
Mm. Oh my gosh. And Whoopi Goldberg in it. Oh my god, they're such a good cast.
Did you ever, when you were younger, you see like quizzes like, what Disney princess am I? And then you'd get like
someone you don't want. You
Snow White, you'd be like, I don't want her.
You'd redo it. Redo it till you got the one you wanted. Yeah. So, you know, like teen magazines, when they're like, I used to literally buy so many teen magazines to the point where I would go to a car boot and some people would get rid of like old magazines and I would take them just to do quizzes.
Did you ever used to, I used to get the weekly subscription of Girl Talk.
Girl
from
Talk.
The newspaper. Did you ever used to get that one out?
No, I didn't know about
that. On the eye in Girl was a little love heart.
Oh, I used to have a bit of sugar and Shout Me.
Nah, Girl Talk all the way, mate. I should have known I was going to have the job I do now. Noticing things like a bloody love heart on an eye when I was about six.
Oh, mate, I lived for that. I literally had a subscription, so every time they'd come in, I'd go down to Neasy, be like, Mark, got my shout? You're like, yeah. So get out from behind the counter. Happy days.
VIP, you love.
Yeah. That's what you'd have to do. You'd have to, if it wasn't like a regular thing they used to sell, you'd have to order them and they'd get delivered to
you. That's a small village thing, isn't it?
No, but you'd have to subscribe to magazines at the back. You'd send it off with your, like, with your new, like, your.
I used to read yours, mate. I never used to pay for mine. I used to read yours when you chucked them out.
I used to love going and getting Heat magazine as well.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. And did you ever used to have Fabulous? That was more of a teenage thing, though.
Thing is, I used to love reading, like, Heat, but their magazines are so damaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so damaging. Like, the amount I used to, like, read and be like, oh my God, yeah.
They used to, like, have pictures of, like, size 14, size 8. This woman's put on weight. It's like, what the fuck?
Half the time, then people pay to have their photo taken and they can release fitness DVDs next week. So.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. But I think, you know, watching Cheetah Girls from a young age has taught us we don't need them out. Yeah, we can fight our own dragons. We can dream our own dreams.
We can rescue Toto from a drain all on our own.
In our bloody tracksuits.
I really wanted that for Halloween. Like, I just want to do Halloween in a fucking tracksuit, a little tracksuit.
Well, we shall then.
Yeah. I'll even make the leopard headband if I can.
I can dream.
Cool, I can't wait.
I can dream.
We've already decided that you're the purple one, ain't ya?
What, the Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cece.
I'm the orphan.
So the orphan.
Cece.
I'm Aqua and Blue. Give it the attitude. Who's going to be Raven? Who's going to be the pink?
Russ.
Yeah, maybe Russ, Jacob. The opportunities there.
No, Russ, and then Jacob can be Toto, and then when we're out in the streets, he can try and get down the drains. Toto!
Because I'm not being funny. I'm not having anyone join the cheater squad without knowing the fucking songs. If someone just wants to come to be part of the costume, then, sorry, you've got to know the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to learn a routine as well, at least one.
Yeah, I think Cinderella's probably the best one.
It's the easiest, isn't it? Probably the slowest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be done. No excuses, girls.
That's one of the only reasons I probably want to go to Barcelona still. Okay, so as you know, guys, we like to end the podcast with a little quote of the week, you know, uplifts, keep things moving and motivating, especially as it's a little hump day. So my quote of the week is, I stopped explaining myself when I realised people only stand from their level of perception.
Ooh.
Oh, sassy, which is very true. People ain't going to understand where you're coming from because they're not at your level of perception. They don't see things the way you see it. You just got to accept it and keep it moving.
So my quote of the week, talk to yourself like someone you love. And I just think that's very important, you know.
Isn't it? Love yourself.
But not even love yourself, just like be nice to yourself. Because, I don't know, like everyone says some, I don't know, I personally say some horrible shit to myself and I feel like, I wouldn't say that to my friends, so why do I say it to myself?
Yeah. No, definitely.
My one's kind of on a similar stance as Brit's. It says, stop worrying about other people understanding you. Get in touch with yourself instead. Focus on what makes you happy, what makes your soul feel at peace. You are your biggest commitment, so start loving your flaws, your awkwardness, your weirdness, your intensity, your vulnerability, your everything. Life becomes so much more fulfilling when you are simply yourself. The world keeps spinning whether people understand you or not, so why not make the next trip around the sun about you?
Why are your quotes so fucking long?
I thought I was a fucking book, mate. I don't know about quotes.
We're talking short quote.
No, I like a long one.
I swear to God, girl.
I was going to do your...
Yeah, but by the end of it, I can't remember what you've said.
Okay, I've got a short one then. I've got a good one. A short one.
I'm not saying, like, one word.
Okay. This is my quote for the week. So, my quote of the week is, your energy is your greatest currency. So we've got to be very selective about what we give our energy to and who we give it to.
Isn't it?
Because your time is precious. So I won't waste yours and don't waste mine, all right?
And your energy is like money. So don't spend it on people you don't want it to be.
Yeah.
That's it for this week's podcast.
Yeah, it's been a fun one.
Sorry for everyone we've called.
Yeah.
Hope you don't mind. We know it's not April Fool's Day, but we fucking loved it, so.
It's April Fool's Day.
We don't care.
It's April Fool's Week. And it's April.
Yeah.
Happy April, everyone.
Happy April.
Yes, we made it to
onwards
April.
Onwards and upwards.
2 weeks until the pubs open. Oh, my
Get
God.
Get me down there for a sangria.
Oh, can't wait. April, spring. Is it summertime now? Is it officially summer or is it spring still?
Spring. I don't think it's summer till like end of May, start of June, maybe.
Okay.
I don't even know.
So, guys, if you want to keep up to date on all of our antics, all of our polls that we do during the week, follow us on Get It Off Your Chest podcast on Instagram. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us an honest.
And follow us on Spotify so you don't miss an episode.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Treat yourself. Spread your bet.
Follow us on Instagram. Know? Follow us everywhere.
And if you've not secured the Chloe and Co. Times Chebs collab.
Oh, my God.
Get it in the bag, darling. Get your house smelling like a lovely little
girl. Literally, I'm currently burning the cherry lips and the sandalwood and cocoa butter, and it's just
unreal.
It's just a vibe. So get it whilst it's still there, guys, because it is limited. So and we want to see all of the pictures of the candles and melts in your house. So tag us and Chloe in your pictures and let us know what you think. So we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.